Congress and the courts discussing tariffs and the grain markets trading sideways. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. A lack of fresh news, either positive or negative, is causing the grain markets to trade in a sideways pattern here over the past several weeks. C.J. Miller reports how that may change as harvest really gets into full gear.
I don't want to say we're beating a dead horse, but everybody is questioning the national yield, but are you going to do that every day?
That's Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago. USDA first said we'd see record yields for both corn and soybeans back on August 12th. They made little change to those yield projections on September 12th.
Nobody believes the national yield is as high as the USDA says, but like I said, you can't use that as an excuse every single day.
Fritz says the lack of any fresh news is causing the grain markets to spin its wheels.
I think it's old news that U.S. corn is competitive to Brazil. In fact, it's cheaper than Brazil, given the break in the dollar and the rally in the Brazilian currency. Argentina, well, they're holding on to their money because of fear of economic reasons over there. So bottom line, long story short, the U.S. continues to be the place to buy corn.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading says it may take several weeks, as well as a significant chunk of this year's harvest to be completed, to truly gauge whether USDA's yield projections for corn and soybeans are on target or off base.
I think by the second week of October, we'll know a lot in terms of both corn and beans. If the weather permits, we'll accelerate the bean harvest, of course, as you enter October, and we'll accelerate corn harvest moving forward beyond that. Maybe not a concrete feel. I don't want to give that impression, but definitely a better field here than the third week in September.
Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.